federal appeals court in Virginia has invalidated a key permit that would have allowed the Atlantic Coast Pipeline to be built through two national forests and across the Appalachian Trail in west central Virginia. WFAE's David Borex has more.
A three-judge panel in Richmond ruled that the U.S. Forest Service, quote, abdicated its responsibility to protect national forests by granting the permit. The 600-mile pipeline is being built by Dominion Energy to carry fracked natural gas from West Virginia to customers in Virginia and North Carolina. Duke Energy and the Southern Company of Georgia are co-owners. Greg Bupert of the Southern Environmental Law Center represented the environmental groups that sued to block the permit.
The court found that the Forest Service does not have authority to let the pipeline cross the Appalachian Trail.
In the ruling, the judges said it would take an act of Congress to let a pipeline cross national park property. Bupert says he thinks it's a major blow to the project.
Dominion thought it was going to be able to skirt rules that applied to national park lands. That's why it picked this location. I think it sends the project back to the drawing board.
A Dominion spokesman said they're still reviewing the ruling and had no immediate comment. It's the second ruling in a week against the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Last week, the same court put on hold a permit from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for construction in areas that could harm four endangered species. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.